Your groves just keep looking better on your nutritional program, right?
Well, thank you for that. Yep, I think that's correct.
You're the one who started this whole program. What would be your basic advice to someone fighting greening these days? I know you've said before you got to do the nutritionals and keep the silage under control.
Well, I mean, actually, this whole thing's been kind of a collective effort of us, Tim Willis, a manager, people working for me, other people, scientists, and I've learned some other things. We're tweaking around, making a few changes, but nothing too dramatic, but it just has continued to get a little bit better. And like, for instance, Ron Bolonsky's trying to test the phloem, and testing the phloem to see why is it clear, but we don't know, is it getting better in everyone in other people's groves or not? He's kind of limited on his funds on that one.
Nutritionals, silage control, they're two of the basics that you attribute this to, correct?
Yeah, correct, but we're also using, not everything is nutritional. For instance, we use phosphorus acid, which everyone knows the one we're using. We're using salicylic acid. We use some of that. We use bacillus. But a lot of this has to do with canker, too. We've had endemic ear canker for a number of years and HLB. So it's really we've got two programs going for two different diseases.
You've had thousands of folks here, I think. Tell us why.
Well, I don't know about thousands, but we do have a lot of people. There's only a certain number of people interested in citrus. I hate to say that. And there's a large group interested in citrus, but take a lot of people from other disciplines. They don't really care too much about the citrus. But we do have international scientists coming, too. That's always been interesting. I find them quite a delight to visit with.
Any final thought you'd share with other growers about HLB and control of it?
Not really. It's kind of show and tell. When Barbara said that she wanted to come, Barbara Colton said she wanted to come in with a group, I said, I couldn't believe there's still people wanting to come. We do have scientists coming, but to me it's pretty much what works. And if you're having a disease that's endemic with HLB, this is what you can do. But on the other hand, I will say, like California, Texas, the thing to do is rogue out your infected tree, control your silage, and then wait and hope that the disease doesn't become rampant and your tipping point never rise. What I refer to the tipping point is when it's beyond removing the trees. You have to make another alternative plan to go forward, and that's to do what we've did.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.